Hi, I'm Ray McDonald on The Voice of America, and this is the Top 5 Countdown. We're now airborne with the 5 most popular songs in the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles chart for the week ending May 14th, 2016. U.S. author William Faulkner once wrote, "The past is not dead. It's not even past." He could have been referring to this week's lineup, as you'll hear in just a few moments. Mike Posner starts us off as "I Took a Pill in Ibiza" rests in fifth place. Mike dropped his new album this week, literally. Hold on for details.
I took a pill in Ibiza to show Avicii I was cool. And when I finally got sober, felt 10 years older, but it was something to do. I'm living out in L.A. I drive a sports car just to prove I'm a real big baller, cause I made $1 million and I spend it on girls and shoes. But you don't want to be high like me.
Mike Posner holds tight in fifth place with "I Took a Pill in Ibiza." On Monday, Mike partnered with GoPro cameras to promote his new sophomore album, At Night Alone. An album attached to a GoPro was dropped from a weather balloon soaring 32 kilometers above the earth. A teaser clip is currently online with the full video on the way. Our next single mixes tragedy and triumph. When Prince passed away on April 21st, his fans around the world rushed to rediscover his peerless body of work. Jumping from 17th to 4th place, here's Purple Rain.
Purple Rain, Purple Rain.
Prince and the Revolution rockets from 17th to 4th place with Purple Rain. It peaked in 2nd place when it first appeared in late 1984. Rolling Stone ranked it 143rd in its list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. Additionally, the members of the Revolution, which disbanded in 1986, say they are reuniting for a series of Prince tribute concerts. Lucas Graham is right back in 3rd place after briefly rebounding last week with 7 years. Where are these guys headed next? Stay with me for more.
Once I was 7 years old, my mama told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old.
Lucas Graham retreats a slot to 3rd place with its global hit 7 years. The Danish band is touring the United States through May 19th. After that, it's back to Europe and the UK for a series of concerts and festival appearances stretching into late August. Not only is Drake on the move in the Hot 100, he's also winning the album game. I'll have more info after One Dance, jumping a slot to number 2.
That's why I need a one dance, got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go, higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance, got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go, higher powers taking a hold on me.
Drake, Wizkid, and Kyla continue to eat up the Hot 100 as One Dance hits 2nd place in only its 4th week on the chart. Drake dropped his Views album on April 29th, and it's now the best-selling album of 2016. Billboard says it has sold 851,000 equivalent album units, outselling new offerings from Beyonce, Kanye West, Kendrick Lamar, and even Drake's good friend Rihanna. It's the best-selling album from a male artist in the past 3 years, and it's headed straight for number 1. Well, here on the Hot 100, Designer owns the title for a 2nd straight week with Panda.
I got broads in Atlanta, digital to me in the family, pretty cards in the scammers, hitting the licks in the family, legacies, family, ways to live like a panda, going out like a Montana, honey.
Designer is your man at number 1 for a 2nd week with Panda. It received a platinum certification last week for selling 1 million copies. USA Today reports that the song's hook came to Designer while he was playing the video game Grand Theft Auto 5. I'm Ray McDonald, and this has been the Top 5 Countdown on the Voice of America.